relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The 45th President of the United States with the January 6 Prison Choir, a song that was released without much fanfare, but which has shot up through the charts. Why was it released and how did it get released? Let's talk to a man who's at the center of getting justice for all patriots. He's a fighter extraordinaire. I could spend the next hour rattling off his positions at the DOJ, on Capitol Hill, in the Pentagon, and working for the Trump administration. Let's just say he's a good friend of all patriots. Kash Patel, welcome back to America First One-on-One.
Seb, thanks so much for having me back on the show and opening with the song. It's a great start.
Now, I saw you at CPAC, of course. We had a lot of fun at CPAC recently, and you said something big is going to happen. I can't tell you. Can't tell you, but something big is going to happen. I think we know what that big thing is right now. Will you tell us about the story behind the song and why it was released and President Trump's involvement?
Yeah, absolutely. So fortunately, I was able to be a part of this. We thought, hey, we need to raise not just awareness for the Jan 6 movement, not just to show that there's a two-tier system of justice that DOJ and FBI are doing, but to make people effectuate change. So we thought, and, you know, Real America's Voice and Ed Henry were a great partner with Great Pyramid Records, and we put together this song.
Hang on. Ed Henry did something serious in his life? Ed Henry, Ed, fun old clowny head Henry, did something serious. God bless Ed Henry.
Yeah, I got to give it to him on this one. A great partner. And he's, you know, most people don't know this, but the prisoners sing the national anthem every single night at 6 p.m. for 755 plus straight days. So we thought we would capture that, make it into a song. And then, of course, we had the great Donald Trump come in, recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and we interspersed it into the song and listed it as an official song release. And it went number one in 6 hours. Wow. It knocked off Miley Cyrus, Morgan Wallen, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, One Republic, everybody. 6 straight days later, it's still number one. So what am I telling you? Go to j6prisonchoir.com. Download, 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 buy, buy, buy. All net proceeds go to Jan 6 families. Nobody's making money on this thing. That's the beauty of it. And if you haven't seen the video, go to fightwithcash.com where we've got the video posted. The video's free. It's very moving to this song. And Donald Trump, you know, helped release this in only the way he could. If he does something, of course it goes to number one. We are literally melting the music media industry down. There have been 55 hit pieces on us so far because we spent $0 on marketing, $0 on paying anyone anything to do anything, and we're raising money for those families in need who have been unjustly treated by our government for January 6th.
But I thought we've been told that President Trump doesn't care about the January 6th political prisoners. I'm confused. Help me out, Kash.
Yeah, and it's just another fake news narrative. If you look at the clowns at Rolling Bone magazine or whatever else is out there, they will still find a way to say, even though the song's number one, thanks to President Trump's seriousness and involvement for January 6th, they will somehow say, well, it's not streaming as high as, you know, this song, these other songs were 3 months ago. The only thing that matters is it's number one.
Yeah.
And that so many Americans can relate to this and want to be a part of it. And a special announcement for your show, Seb. Today, after 6 days at number one, the J6 Prison Choir is releasing a 45 on 45. What does that mean?
What?
We're actually selling a vinyl record of this song. Two-sided track, All money net proceeds go to Jan 6 families, releasing today at j6prisonchoir.com. Get 45 on a 45. How do you like that?
Well, you know, I'm an old bastard, so I love it. I went to a store yesterday where I actually bought some film on a film roll to put in a camera, and the shop is actually going to develop the 35 millimeter film for me that I'm going to shoot in a camera that isn't digital. So, dude, that is epic. 45 on 45. Go right now, j6prisonchoir.com. That's j6prisonchoir.com. Order the 45 on 45. Download the electronic song to support the families that are still suffering today. And I've used it on my Newsmax show twice already in the last 2 weeks. Please also look at the heart-wrenching video. Every night in their orange federal jumpsuits, these political prisoners say the Lord's Prayer, and then they sing the national anthem. Go to fightwithcash.com. That's cash with a K, fightwithcash.com, to see that shocking video. All right, so much to discuss: national security, politics, elections, and you name it. Let's stay on this issue just for a millisecond. Pleasant surprise, Kevin McCarthy has released more than 44,000 hours of the footage Americans weren't allowed to see of January the 6th from the CCTV camera footage. I'm a little worried, because Tucker Carlson, I think, is under the gun with the statements of Chuck Schumer, then Mitch McConnell reaching out to Paul Ryan, the board of Fox. It's clear last week they made changes to his program he didn't want to make. We're not seeing as much footage as I would like to see. It would be nice to get it out to other networks, to other places, Breitbart, Newsmax, you name it. So we had a little bit of redundancy, which in a war is always useful, and this is an information war. But let's, you know, you're a former terrorism prosecutor for the DOJ. Mm-hmm. So we've got the footage here that Tucker's team released of Brian Sicknick that puts to bed, for example, that he was murdered by the January 6th protesters. We see him after he was allegedly murdered walking around the Capitol. Do we have the footage, Eric?
But Brian Sicknick should not be reduced to a prop for the political ambitions of the Democratic Party. He was a human being. The facts of his life matter, including how he died. To this day, media accounts describe Sicknick as someone who was, quote, slain on January 6th. The video we reviewed proves that is a lie. Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is...
So we see he's fine. He's walking around in a helmet. We see the footage of Jacob Chansley, this quote-unquote January 6th shaman, being escorted through the building at times by up to nine Capitol police officers. You're the former prosecutor. Are there any, forget politics, are there any legal ramifications? Can we get this guy out of prison who was given 41 months? What happens to everybody else? You're the expert. Is this just a political win, or is there something deeper going on here?
Well, there's got to be analysis. Look, as a former federal public defender who challenged the DOJ on so many cases in federal court about what we call Brady violations, violations by the DOJ prosecutors for failing to intentionally disclose exculpatory evidence and evidence of impeachment. So it's called Brady and Giglio. Let's put the legal parlance aside. What due process, the Constitution, the Supreme Court demand? Prosecutors in the DOJ must turn over all evidence that even might be evidence of innocence and evidence of impeachment. They don't have to use their judgment to answer the question. It's just a maybe. 41,000 hours of videotape, Seb, is evidence.
Yeah.
And it must be turned over. So the question now pivots back to the judges, who are just as accountable as the DOJ. The defense attorneys in this case must make arguments in every single case to say, Judge, we were not shown this videotape. It was withheld from us, and we would have made a decision differently had we had the entire access to the evidence. That's a constitutional violation that can get a lot of these DOJ prosecutors in hot water if they're proven to have lied to a federal judge. But it's going to take a mountain of work because, as you said at the top, I'm glad that Tucker got some of the video out, but Speaker McCarthy has said he's going to release it to everyone. And that's what we need to have happen. We need the online sleuths, the everyday Americans, to analyze the video, to help the defense attorneys and say, whether it's for, you know, the QAnon shaman guy or whoever, or the 1,000 other people charged, They need to go through this video and say, look how this applies to your defendant, and go into federal court and say, judge, you were lied to because the DOJ withheld evidence and that impacted my client's judicial process. That is a win, but we need the evidence.
Let's be smart, guys. We need redundancy. Get that information out there. Get it to all news outlets that believe in the news, and also to all the brave attorneys and lawyers out there who are prepared to do something with it. The website, we'll talk about it momentarily, is governmentgangsters.com, governmentgangsters.com, former chief of staff for the Defense Department, so much else. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. If you enjoy the show, make sure you never, ever miss any of our deep dives with the real experts, with the true newsmakers. Go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever it is. Put in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. Don't forget, if you are America First, check out the store, sebgorkastore.com. We have a special bundle, the MAGA Returns Trump 2024 shirt, hoodie, and hat. And still, the number one bestseller is the FBI t-shirt jointly released with Chris Plant. But this time, it stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. And that's what it is. Go right now, sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A store.com. We'll be back with Kash Patel after these messages. Today, we are partnering with Food for the Poor to provide urgently needed food to some of the most impoverished countries in our hemisphere because of interrupted planting cycles, rising food prices, and the lingering impact of COVID. The list of families unable to feed their children grows longer by the day, but you can make a difference to these families. Today, a meal-for-meal match means your one-time gift of $144 provides a family of four with food for a year. That's two meals a day for the next year for a family who struggle to get even a handful of rice or enough corn for a tortilla. Knowing your gift will never have more impact than right now, will you rescue one family, three families, or even 10 families? Go to sebgorka.com and click on the red Send Food banner. Text the keyword G-O-R-K-A to 91999 and you will get a link to make your life-saving gift. Or to give your gift by phone, call my toll-free number, 855-330-4673. You're listening to America First One-on-One with me, Sebastian Gorka, and Kash Patel.
I believe that Trump is authentic. I think he's genuine. I think you're authentic, Dr. G. We've met in person before, but I only know you through the radio. And I think you're the real deal, my friend. You are authentic. You're genuine. You're brave. And you're a leader. And I appreciate what you're doing.
America First.
When you were 16 years old, 15 years old, when you were a teenager, what did you spare your money on? What did you save your pocket money to spend on? Well, here's one young girl who's got very, very lofty goals. Her name is Sarah, and she has a message for everyone this Lenten season.
I just wanted to say I really admire your work with Food for the Poor each year. I have an envelope that I keep on my nightstand, and each time I do get some money, I put a little bit away throughout the year, maybe like a dollar or two. It's for Food for the Poor. And so this year I saved up $80 to give, and I'm not saying any of this to brag. I just wanted to encourage your listeners. If you can just spare a little bit, that would be good. Bye.
If you could spare a little bit, that would be good. $80. If you donate just once to our Food for the Poor campaign right now that is on the ground in 17 nations, helping the destitute, helping those children who will go to bed hungry with empty bellies today. If you donate $72 once, just once, you will feed two children for a whole year. How? Because Food for the Poor has the food donated already. They just have to get it to the families. If you donate $144, that's four children that you will feed for 12 months. Make a difference today. It's one of the most blessed things you can do this Lenten season. You are literally saving lives. You can call in your donation, 855-330-4673, or just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Give Food, Give Hope banner. The number again, 855-330-4673, and give hope, give food. God bless every single one of you. All right, Cash, where to proceed next? Let's talk about the latest revelations on Monday and Tuesday from Chairman Comer, the investigations of corruption in the Biden family. We have this latest, a bombshell that in any other normal nation would literally bring down a government within 24 hours, that $3 million was sent from communist China to the Biden family partner, who then divvied up the $3 million amongst Biden family members right after Biden had left the White House. And one of those family members is somebody who hasn't been discussed yet. The intimation is that it's the First Lady. I got to ask you, you're a realist, you're a fighter, you've been in the swamp fighting the deep state. This is incredible news. Will there be any consequences?
Not from the DOJ, because they're controlled by Merrick Garland's FBI, Chris Wray, and Merrick Garland. So that's not happening. But what Comer can do, and what I think he's setting up to do, is what we did in Russiagate, is issue subpoenas for the documentation. They got the suspicious activity reports. Now they need to put those out unredacted for the American people to see in their entirety. That needs to be
Let's get a little bit wonky here, but most people don't know what a SAR is. So explain the suspicious activity report, why it exists, how it functions, and why the fact that Hunter Biden has literally hundreds of SARs connected to his bank account, why that's a big deal. Will you break that down as a former terrorist prosecutor?
Yeah. As a former prosecutor, look, fraud in the banking industry is really hard to detect. And the banks, by law, are mandated to flag any suspicious activity that crosses through their financial institutions. They are mandated to report that to the government. Now, let's be upfront about it. Not just because you have one SAR doesn't mean you're committing a crime.
Right.
It's just a flag. But if you have 100 or 1,000, then maybe the DOJ and FBI should look at it. But each single one could be an instance of a crime being committed. The decision is not up to the banking industry. It's up to the DOJ and FBI. So when Comer went out and got these SARs, these suspicious activity reports, they're directly from the financial institutions. They're not FBI or DOJ documents. And they speak to who was involved in the activity, why it's suspicious. And then you press the DOJ and FBI to say, have you looked at this criminally? It sure looks like it's a crime. We must build that public uproar with these documents, these SARs. They need to be made fully public, unredacted.
And there's also this aspect, and I have to say, so far so good. I'm impressed with the robustness or the forward-leaning attitude of Chairman Comer. He said very bluntly 2 days ago, there's millions and millions of dollars coming in from China, from Ukraine to Russia to these Biden companies, but there's no activity. They're not doing anything. They're not manufacturing anything. They're not publishing anything. They're not providing any consultancy services. I'm not the prosecutor. I studied a bit of international law, and I stayed at a Holiday Inn once. But at the end of the day, that's called money laundering, isn't it? When you're sloshing money in and out of a legal entity, but there's no activity to match the movement of the money. Am I crazy here?
No, it's simply money laundering and or fraud and or wire fraud. When you use the United States banking infrastructure system to commit a financial fraud, that is wire fraud. Yeah. It's a federal crime. It's not sexy, doesn't sound cool, but like money laundering, but it's just as bad, if not worse. So whatever you want to label it, I think Chairman Comer, I agree, is doing a great job so far in getting this information out there. But I think we need to hold the witnesses accountable with the documentation in front of the American public. So when these hearings go live, they need to be able to show these SARs to the American public and say to the witness in the seat, whether it's whoever Biden, why did you do this? What is this going? What's going on here? And were you participating in criminal activity? Of course, they're not going to answer that. But then you bring in the DOJ and FBI and demand why they're not investigating these guys criminally. And that's the best we can do, because this DOJ and FBI is completely getting bankrupt and won't actually prosecute a Biden.
And the idea that the U.S. attorney in Delaware has been sitting on evidence for nigh on 3 years now, how does that happen? Is that just, James, is that just Joe, is that Hunter saying to his buddy in Delaware, hey, dude, just put that on the back burner for another few years?
Yeah, maybe. Like, we don't know because they're not saying anything about it. And I understand that from an investigatory standpoint. And look, the reality is fraud cases take about 2 years to build anyway. But you're right. They're way past the 2 year mark. And they should have publicly informed America about something because instead of leaving us wondering and instead of having this DOJ rig elections with false information along with the FBI, maybe they should tell us, hey, we investigated and concluded nothing. Or we investigated X, Y, and Z, and we need more information to criminally charge whoever. They have the ability to do that. They're choosing not to make these statements because I think they're hiding information about the Biden family corruption.
Bingo, bingo. The websites are fightwithcash.com, that's cash with a K, and then j6prisonchoir.com, j6prisonchoir.com. If you enjoy America First, make sure you never miss a millisecond. Follow us on all social media platforms. We are everywhere that matters. We are on Truth Social. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us. We're a TV show. Go to your Roku and other devices, or just go to salemnewschannel.com. And for my personal take and direct access to me on the news of the day, please go to my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name, sebastiangorka.substack.com. Stay with us for more One-on-One with former Pentagon Chief of Staff Kash Patel. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less. Which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Welcome back to America First One-on-One with former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel.
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
Yeah, he trusts his son, the guy who was kicked out of the military for being a drug addict day one. He never spoke to him about his business arrangements, never met any of his business partners, despite the fact that if you go online right now and you plug in Biden, Hunter, business partners, and Cafe Milano, you will find a photograph in a very fashionable restaurant in the swamp here in Georgetown. It's not very good, guys. It's overrated and the food's not that good. But if you're a swamp creature, you go to Cafe Milano and you can see Joe Biden with Hunter Biden's Central Asian dodgy business partner. So he was lying then and he's still lying today. Let's talk about the new project in which you unveil all of the dirty underbelly of the deep state. It's called Government Gangsters. It is the book you have written, Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash, I know this book is available now for pre-order. Last time we spoke, you said it was in some kind of purgatory of intelligence community, DOD censorship. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. GovernmentGangsters.com. It's on pre-order. And yeah, Seb, most people don't know this, but when you leave government, you know this, of course, but when you leave government and you write a book, you have to submit your manuscript back to the government for this unnecessarily delayed process of a review so they can clear it. It's been in there for 4 months. I've now got a legal team. We're going to take them to federal court if need be. This book's coming out. And as Donald Trump put on the pre-sale rollout a month or two ago, this book is the blueprint for how we win back the White House in 24 and how we take back the agencies and departments from instead of serving their overlords, they serve the American people. I highlight by name all the government gangsters at DOJ, FBI, NSA, CIA, DOD, why they failed us. But more importantly, how we use the levers of government to remove them from power, make sure we defeat the weaponization of all of these agencies and departments and put in great personnel. By the way, Seb Gorka might have to lead one of these come 2024. We'll talk about that another day. But we have the bench, and I pull no punches in this book. Go order it right now, governmentgangsters.com. We're doing something never done in publishing history before. I am personalizing all the books at governmentgangsters.com. You want a message? You want a signature? You want a cartoon character? I'll draw it. Go ahead and pick up your copy today, governmentgangsters.com. Donald Trump thinks it's the blueprint, so I'm thinking that's a pretty good endorsement.
Governmentgangsters.com, that is a good endorsement. Almost as good as the liners we have on this show from the 45th President of the United States. Governmentgangsters.com. I want everybody to pre-order it right now. Let me just ask you this. You're a former federal prosecutor. You're a former chief of staff of the Pentagon. Why don't you just publish it? Because I'd love to see the feds try and take you down in court. I think you'd chew them up and spit them out.
I think it would be fun, but then you always give them that piece of ammunition that says, oh, he acted improperly. He knows better because he was chief of staff and this and that and the other thing. Look, there's no classified information in there. I know how to write this book.
Right.
And that's not it. They're embarrassed. They're embarrassed that someone is out there willing to name people by name and position and how they failed and why they're corrupt and fraud. They don't want that out. And so we're going to fight them. It's coming out. We're not having redactions. Government Gangsters is going to take on a life of its own here in short order, thanks to all the pre-sales already. It's even available on Amazon. Even Uncle Jeff is letting me sell the book over there, but that's the easy button.
How shocked are people going to be when they read the final unredacted version of that book, Cash?
It's going to, you know, might hurt some feelings there, Seb, but here's the thing. All the people that are named, unlike the New York Times or CNN or Politico, it's not made up trash. They acted. They are accountable to the American people. It's about time they got called out. And I'm talking about the likes of Milley and Esper and Barr and Rosenstein and Ray and so many others, and not just cabinet secretaries, the Charmellas of the world and everybody else underneath them that caused so much disruption with fake information and false information and rigging elections that we got to make sure it never happens again. So we got to get educated on it. And I did something about it, and I wrote Government Gangsters.
He did it. On radio right now. We're going to have to censor this episode. He said, Eric Charmella. He mentioned the name of the whistleblower. How dare you? I remember the first time I met Rosenstein at a meeting, at a DOJ meeting. Oh, my God. What an oleaginous, creepy lizard he is. I mean, just one of the worst out there. Governmentgangsters.com, governmentgangsters.com. Next, we'll talk about the plan. What are we going to do to fix it all? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One. Americans, you've had it. You've had it with supporting companies that do not share your values, that are woke. Until recently, you didn't have any options, especially when it came to your cell phone coverage. Now you do. There's one Christian conservative cell phone company in America that is on your side. They have free activation with my name, G-O-R-K-A. They have a nationwide coverage on all three major carriers with a coverage guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch to a different network for free without changing carriers. Plus, the knowledge that you are supporting a company that loves America like you do. Special discounts for veterans and first responders. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team. And you can keep your old number. Switch today. Do not fund your enemies with every call you make and every text you send. That's just insane. Switch today. I switched my whole family over. Call 878-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 878-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Do it today. We'll be back with Cash Patel after this break.
G Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented the MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 has a buy one, get one free offer with promo code Gorka. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square for the buy one, get one free offer, enter promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's code G-O-R-K-A. Go today. Welcome back to America First One-on-One Deep Dive with former Chief of Staff of the Pentagon, Kash Patel.
If you enjoy America First, this isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million every year from you, the taxpayer. This is a free market enterprise. Please support those who make it possible. Great Americans, great patriots like Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of the original MyPillow, which he sold 71 million of. They're that good. He's just upgraded it to the 2.0 with newer cooling technology. The only pillow that stays, keeps its shape, never gets hot. Get yours today. Amazing BOGO offers. Use my name for up to 66% off his line of more than 150 other items on his website. Go today. Get a good night's sleep. Treat your friends as well, your loved ones. The sheepskin line slippers, I can't wait to get home and pull them on. They're that good. Call today, 800-829-8468, mypillow.com. And don't forget, secret code, G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, this is the part that's most interesting for me, Cash. And again, I'm going to be deadly honest. Bannon always tells me, don't worry about it. It's all being sorted out in the background. I don't believe you, Steve. You're playing a good game to keep everybody pumped and ready for victory next year. I don't think we have a requisite bench to take control and to truly drain the deep swamp. When you're talking about people like you and me or Bannon, we've got maybe, I don't know, 20, tops 30 of people who could be in senior positions to actually cut out the dead wood, to stop the corruption, to gain control of the executive branches of government in a way that represents the will of the American people who will elect the next president. That's not something we're going to solve today, who's building the bench or how many we have. But I want to hear from you. I want everybody to go to governmentgangsters.com. I want them to order the book. But I want you to give us a glimpse right now what we do differently. I've got two things, and tell me what else we need. Number one, get most of the departments out of D.C. If you move them out of D.C., the schlep, the permanent bureaucracy, the unaccountable bureaucracy are not going to want to move to South Dakota or Wyoming. We can downsize them. We can fill the gaps with real patriots who want to represent the will of the American people. So get the swamp out of swamp town, number one, which a president can do. And then secondly, there has to be some kind of enforcement system. I pitched this to Steve. I pitched this at the first few weeks of the administration. You need tough guys who go from department to department and say to the secretary, Mr. Secretary, what have you done in the last 7 days to serve the will of the American people and the presidential intent? If they get the wrong answers, they go back to the Oval, they tell the boss, you need to can this guy and he's out of there. We need an enforcement system, and we need to grip the swamp within the first 3 weeks of action. Otherwise, it's going to be a disaster. What do you think of my ideas, and what would you, Kash Patel, as the guy who ran the Pentagon, what else would you add?
No, those are fantastic ideas, and I think they're the only two foundational ideas we need. And the way you get the bench in there, you're right, that's a conversation for another day, is you not just employ cabinet secretaries and undersecretaries, but deputies, chiefs of staff, principals. You go down the rung 10 to 15 deep in every agency and appoint one of America First Trump guys and across the board, whether it's Department of Ag or the FBI. And we have that bench, and we need to put it in there. We didn't do it the last time, so this time, day one, everybody goes in without fail. And you're right, the second is almost as important as the first. If these, if you don't ride these people to make sure they stay on message and stay on point and follow the commander in chief who was duly elected, in this case, President Trump in 2024, then they will be removed. But my, what I've learned, Seb, the fastest way to do that is, yes, you need guys chasing them down nonstop, but you also threaten them by taking their money.
Yeah.
That is the number one thing these government gangsters respond to. When they want new office spaces, and let's do the FBI as an example, because they're front and center of being the worst corrupt actors in government. They want this new mega complex headquarters somewhere in Maryland or Virginia.
And even a Republican governor is lobbying. Glenn Youngkin is lobbying for a new Pentagon-sized FBI building to reward the feds. It's insane, Cash.
No, it doesn't work. It's the overcorrection, false messaging. They're like, look, new FBI building, new team here to stay. It's garbage. And it's a waste of taxpayer money. Here's what you do. You take the Hoover building, the FBI building in downtown D.C. that is the size of a New York City square block, and you shut it down. You reopen it as the museum to the deep state. Wow. And you make it free for all Americans to visit. Then you take all the personnel that was in that building, and you only need about 50 to actually run this place, and you put them in a small office, and you send every other agent and every other lawyer and every other staffer across the 50 states to go chase down criminals, child predators, drug dealers, rapists, gangsters, MS-13, and lock up the people that are doing harm to our communities and restore the cops to being cops. And you can do that with every single agency. Like you said, they can be downsized. They don't need these behemoth headquarters-sized buildings. But the FBI is the greatest example of it. Walk across the street to DOJ, same thing. All you have is tens of thousands of people saying, how do we get to know, instead of how do we get America to yes so we can help them. And the FBI and DOJ are prime examples. You do it at DOD, you do it at CIA. DOD and the Defense Industrial Complex, that's a little bit of a different layout. I outline that in detail in my book. I think the Defense Industrial Complex is worse than every lobbying institution combined. And that is why we are trying, that is why they are desperately trying to get us into yet another world war in the Ukraine, because they care more about money, dollars and cents than they do about American blood. And it's not easy to take them on, but we're going to need the right personnel across the board at DOD to do the similar stuff.
What about the IC? What about the intelligence community? 17 agencies, a seemingly redundant Office of the National Director. Can't we have swinging cuts and changes there? I mean, you were inside the belly. Can we fix that?
Absolutely. Look, in the short time that I was Deputy Director of National Intelligence over there, we cut 10% of the workforce. And so if we can do it and defeat that false narrative that you can't zero out federal employees, it's a total false narrative. It's a fiction. If you take away their budget and you zero them out, they will move on. They will be given the choice to leave government or stay at a post in Kodiak, Alaska.
Yeah.
There are ways to do this, but you have to do it. And you're right. The IC needs to be shrunk, not grown, shrunk. And we need to send the CIA back on mission. The CIA is not a special forces operations unit. It is an intelligence collection unit. Get your officers out of Langley, put them around the world so they can detect intelligence like they were trained to do, and not be a quasi special forces commando unit so you can publicize your small false victories around the world. We need you to collect intel so the operational components of DOD and et cetera can act. Do your job. These agencies need to return to that. All they care about is government reach, expanding, growing, taking up more landscape. We need to go the other way.
It's governmentgangsters.com, governmentgangsters.com. Order it right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do what I did more than 4 years ago. It's not just me, though. It's people like Deborah from Massachusetts. Listen to her Relief Factor story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I truly love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3 quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Deborah, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. We'll be back with Cash Patel after these messages.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to America First One-on-One with former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot right now, my dear friend Kash Patel, because I need a question answered that's been vexing me for nigh on 2.5 years now. The intelligence classification structure of the United States is built for one man. It is built not for the Speaker of the House, not for the Director of Central Intelligence or the Director of National Intelligence. It is built for the incumbent president. As we know, a president can declassify anything he wishes to. He can declassify the nuclear launch codes, should he so wish to. He can give anybody, he can give his pet poodle, a top secret SCI Q clearance from the Department of Energy, should he so wish to do so. Why, at the end of the Trump administration, did it seem as if the intelligence community had the White House at its beck and call, and when the president wanted stuff declassified, it didn't get declassified. It went back to the agencies for second opinions, third opinions, and they just slow rolled it. If President Trump comes back, why can't you just say, literally, 1201, these documents on the Russia collusion hoax, these documents on who Azra Turk is, what happened Crossfire Hurricane, what happened with all of these intelligence operations against American citizens, they are declassified now, and here we are handing them to Breitbart, here we are handing them to Newsmax, here we are giving them to the American people. Why didn't that happen?
Because of the bureaucratic malaise, because of the government gangsters, because of the people I identify like Pat Cipollone at White House Counsel and his sidekick. These people thought it amongst themselves and the Gina Haspels of the world and the Mark Milleys to get together and thwart the orders of the commander-in-chief, who was still sitting behind the desk of the Oval Office when he gave those commands. They thought they could upend constitutional law and actual chain of command because they could slow roll him with the bureaucracy, and that's exactly, unfortunately, that's exactly what they did. And that's the only reason, in my opinion, those documents aren't out. And you're right, when he wins again in 2024 on day one, they should go in there and say, everything's declassified. None of you lawyers are getting in the way. No CIA directors are standing in the way. No DNI, no Secretary of State, no one. I'm the commander in chief. This is public information that needs to be out to the world, and he can put it out. I think we learned that lesson too. And you see what it cost us now that we're still fighting for the release of documents we all thought were declassified 2.5 years ago.
Yeah. Do you know some good lawyers who could, be the anti-Pat Cipollone's?
Oh, yeah. We've got a book of them. Yep. They're there. Okay. We got them.
All right. Good. I'm feeling a little bit better today. That's usually what happens when I talk to my buddy Kash Patel. Get the book right now. Governmentgangsters.com. Governmentgangsters.com. Just infuriate the swamp by ordering it right now. And then also please support the January 6 political prisoners. It's J6PrisonChoir.com. J6PrisonChoir.com. God bless you, Kash. Can't wait to see you again in the swamp. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
others brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Greetings, welcome, dear friends. So much to discuss with you today. We finally know the identity of the mystery individual, the other member of the Biden family who received a cut of the $3 million from Communist China. It has been revealed. Latest from the Pentagon of the Russian interception and downing of our drone over the Black Sea, and so much more. So for the next 3 hours, especially for the third hour one-on-one with the former Deputy Director of National Intelligence, Kash Patel, you don't want to go anywhere. But first, are we on the brink of an economic collapse? Is a new Biden depression around the corner? No monologue to open the show. Don't cry. I'll give you one later. We're going to check in instead with my former Fox colleague, who is now my new Salem colleague. She's the host of the Trish Regan podcast, and strangely, her name is Trish Regan. Trish, welcome back to America First.
Hey, great to see you as always, Sam.
All right, so lots of contradictory reports. The White House, the president has said it was Trump-era regulations that caused this. Barney Frank said he had nothing to do with it, despite being on the board of the signature bank that went down. And then we've had others. We played Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary, yesterday saying this is the poster child for stupid business practices. Is it the printing of money? Is it dumb board members? What happened with SVB, with Signature? And what does it mean for the broader market dynamic?
Well, what happened was government created a situation where it was free, easy money for way too long. And they seemed, those in government, to think everything would be okay. So they kept communicating to the markets and to their friends, many of whom were at SVB. In fact, one of the executives used to be at the San Francisco Fed. They kept saying, oh, it's all under control. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. It's transitory. Remember? And so consequently, the bankers at SVB that were in charge of managing risk, well, they went out and they did what they thought would be a normal thing to do. They bought a bunch of treasury bonds. Well, here's the problem with that, Seb. Treasury bonds, when they were buying them, they were paying like 1% for 10 years. And we all kind of knew, or at least I knew, and I kept telling you, and thus you knew, so your viewers knew, my listeners knew, interest rates are going to have to go up at some point. That was just the reality. The handwriting was on the wall.
But Trish, I'm not an economist. I'm not a market expert like you. But even I knew that. I knew that the Fed would have to raise rates again and again and again, which makes the face value of those bonds practically nugatory. So how does the board think, oh, free money, and not realize something like me, an economic novice?
No. You knew that. And I knew that. And I mean, I think I remember complaining to you. I was tearing my hair out because I knew that. You knew that. I think most average people knew that. But the Fed sat there with a straight face and told us they thought they could manage a soft landing and that inflation was only transitory and it wouldn't stick And I'm like, are you people insane? I mean, everything went through my head. I wondered if Jerome Powell was just trying to keep his job, right? And Janet Yellen, she's trying to keep her job. And now suddenly she's the world's biggest politician because she's over at Treasury doing Biden's bidding. And all Biden wanted was for the money spigot to stay open and for the sugar high to continue. And I'm looking at this going, it can't, it can't. But you know what? We've had a sugar high for like 15 years or 20 years. I mean, the Fed has been doing this forever. So there were a group of people out there, shall we say the deep state people or just the super lefties, that actually thought there would be no problem. I mean, they actually thought that. So they went and bought these bonds, right? Well, okay, you know, bonds are usually a really safe investment, even if you're only getting 1%. In 10 years, you ought to be able to trade them in. But what happens if all of a sudden your entire client base, which is all tech companies, it's not like they had manufacturing right. companies or car companies or the local nail salon, all these tech companies suddenly need their money back because there's this crunch, right? Tech plummeted in recent months. So they come in and they try to get their money, Seb. Well, you've got all these bonds that aren't good for 10 years. Well, you have to liquidate. You have to sell them at a discount. And before you know it, you're selling them at such a discount that the whole thing is going to go belly up. And that's why you had the Federal Reserve step in. Now, I've been watching the hearings today. One very, very disturbing thing I heard was when Senator Lankford asked Janet Yellen, well, would you have done this if it was a small bank in Oklahoma? And she basically said, no, not necessarily. Excuse me, but I did hear the president of the United States. Did he not say on Monday that everyone's money is secure?
Yeah.
And the Fed did open this window saying to any bank, including the little one in Oklahoma, hey, if you have a problem, just come to us. We'll give you a loan. So it's very unclear if they're picking winners and losers here. Granted, it was the 15th largest bank. They were worried about more bank runs. But what I heard on Monday was that they were backstopping the entire system. And what I heard in hearings today was something quite different from Janet Yellen.
So what does this mean? If you have the chief executive unilaterally rewriting legislation saying we don't care about the FDIC quarter of a million cap, we'll cover everybody. And then you have these, you know, musings or these rumblings that it's the mom and pop banks that are going to bear the brunt of this. Are you concerned that this is more than just three banks? What is the long range prognosis?
Yes. I was not concerned until literally 30 minutes ago when I watched the exchange there between Senator Lankford and Janet Yellen. And he pushed her and said, would you be willing to do the same for an Oklahoma bank? And she's like, well, and she hemmed and hawed and there's all these various conditions. And I'm like, wait a second. You did say on Sunday night, you were opening this window, this lending window. Any bank that's in trouble can come to you and get a loan. Well, if you're not entirely willing to do that for everyone, and again, this is happening in real time, so you know, keep that in mind. I just didn't like what I heard. I wanted to hear emphatically that they were backstopping the system, but I did not hear that. And so I think the upshot is going to be more regional banks have problems. They were naturally going to have problems anyway because they're held to a different standard. It was well intended at the time to kind of free up some capital so that they could have a shot at doing more diverse things. And yet nobody thought a bank run would really happen. So a lot of these smaller regionals are effectively like a tier two, right? You get the tier one that are subject to all kinds of regulation. And then you get tier two over here, the smaller ones that don't have the same regulatory requirements. And as such, when the you know what hits the fan, they might be more in jeopardy. And if Janet Yellen and the rest of them aren't willing to help the smaller guys out too, we got a big problem.
So your advice in 30 seconds to the 3 million listeners
right
now,
move your money to a big bank. I'm sorry. Like this is going to be the reality. And you know what, Seb? It's going to really stink for small business owners and for individuals because there's something kind of special. I mean, when I was a kid, I got my little passbook savings, right, from Portsmouth Savings Bank in New Hampshire. I know you know New Hampshire well. And they knew my name. And you have a relationship with your bank, and there's something incredible about that. And we're going to lose this as a result of what's happening now. That's my fear.
Well, you heard the live analysis right now from the hearings on Capitol Hill. That's why we have Trish Regan in the Salem family. Follow her right now at Trish_Regan, R-E-G-A-N, and subscribe to her podcast today. Thank you, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you enjoy what we provide for you 3 hours every single day, make sure you never miss any of our deep dives. Go right now to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcast, go to Stitcher, whichever it is. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends, because that's how we will get the truth out to as many people as we need to. And also, if you're America First, check out all the America First gear right now. The MAGA Returns Trump 2024 special bundle, the t-shirt, the hoodie, the hat. Special prices just for our listeners. SebGorkaStore.com. The challenge coin, the FBI t-shirt. Get yours. SebGorkaStore.com. Back after these messages.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.